Alright, still experimenting with the little anchor sounds to get started, but this here is a podcast about a trip to work I took to Saskatoon, and then a side trip for a long weekend to Calgary to see my mom. Little light on the Saskatoon sounds other than the airplane, but I got a little bit more in Calgary, so enjoy. So I completely missed recording any sound in Saskatoon, but that has largely to do with the fact that I was busy working, but it was my first time back there in like 7 years, and it just felt good to be in Saskatchewan. I had a beautiful hotel room with a view of the river, and I saw the sunrise every morning, and got to wander around downtown a little bit. And see some family, had breakfast with family. So it was short but sweet, but busy. Alright, so these are sounds from Calgary. It's nice to be home. I was realizing that I haven't been home in over a year. My mom had come to visit me in Toronto, and we had met in other places like Vancouver. But I hadn't been home sleeping in my room for a long, long time. And I always say this, but one of the main things that I feel when I'm home is just how nice it is to just be in the quiet, and to like have it be dark. I find that it's rare for it to be quiet and dark in our place in Toronto, so I sleep really heavy when I'm in Calgary. Good to be home. Did some fun things while here. Apparently a lot of music. Saw a really great blues pianist from Mississippi, I think. Her name is Eden Brent. Snapped a little tiny bit of sound from there, somewhat illicitly. As usual, I was the youngest person by far, far, far in the theater. And had a really funny conversation with my mom where she was wondering if the reason why young people don't go to these kind of events is because it's so expensive, to which I said yes. You can find really good musicians for a lot cheaper, and we can go to bars and have drinks while we do it. But nevertheless, it was still good. Also got a chance to see the brand new Calgary Public Library, which was amazing. What a dreamy place. So excited that the city invested in something like that. Has an incredible children's space, which is actually where the sound is from, where kids can play and interact with books and explore and learn and be loud, and still the rest of the library is quiet. It's so light filled and gorgeous. I'm super impressed. Also went to the National Music Center, which is actually like across the street essentially from the library, the new library downtown. And it's also a super amazing space. You can hear sound from Corey Hart. There's an exhibit for him. But I think my most favorite part of the museum was getting to play with like recordings booths and production materials and like weird instruments, and like ways of making sound and listening to sound. So that was a lot of fun. And then walked over to Inglewood, which is a place I've never really spent time in, but is got some cute things going on. I've been following this stationery store called Recess on Instagram for a while, and finally got a chance to go and peek at it and found some, bought some stuff that I'd been scoping for a while. I bought some watercolor paints that are made in Saskatchewan by a family and are all natural pigment, and so I got a little pack of those, which I'm super excited and have been using in my journal. Went to a really great plant store called Plant next door, and it's like a really approachable, fun, nice place to look at plants and get plants. Yeah, overall a good trip home. I was happy to be there, happy to spend some time. It was sunny and warm. Didn't get to the mountains this time, unfortunately, but did get around. Also in Inglewood, I went back actually because my buddy Steph's brother owns, with a couple of their folks, a brewery called Dandy. If you are in Calgary and you are looking for a good place to eat and get a good local brew, go to Dandy. I tried a flight of the Sours for brunch, and was very happy. Go to Dandy. All right, so the interlude at the beginning was called West, because I was going west from the west. And this interlude at the end is called Homegrown, because I was home. That's about all the thought I put into them, other than the fact that, you know, they weren't horrible. So this was my trip out west to Saskatoon and Calgary, seeing the old prairies. Happily seeing some family, spending some time with my mom. And the last sound you heard, it was Union Station, so arriving back home. So that's it for this one. Next trip is in 5 or 6 days. I'm going to Manitoulin Island for a conference. So over and out for now.